Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But Satan was that anointed cherub that covered. The word anointed is an interesting word. Matter of fact, the word Christ, if we get that word in Christos, he's the anointed one of God. So it's interesting how those are kind of being used in that similar. It's kind of with a thought about when the kings of Israel, they would be anointed in a position. Remember, Saul would come and put oil over David's head, and he would anoint him as king. But it's something that they do in a special position. Okay, with that in mind, Lucifer was anointed. I got so much here, I won't get to this position, but you see the point. Notice this one in verse 14. And I have set thee so. In other words, it was God's purpose and plan for Lucifer to be there. I put you in that position. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Man, I wish I could. Verse 15. Thou wast perfect in the ways from the day that thou wast created. In other words, in Lucifer, there was no sin at all. He was perfect. Again, in the day that when it created. Till iniquity was found in thee. When did that iniquity take place? Remember, he was perfect. He was in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of God. When did this take place? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turn me to Isaiah chapter number 14. Isaiah chapter number 14. Let's begin in verse number 12. We just read that he was perfect from the day he was created until iniquity was found in thee. So, okay. When was this iniquity, when was this sin found in Lucifer? We see that here in Isaiah, in one of the passages. Again, I want to get to disposition. This has to do with about the falling, the casting down. Isaiah chapter number 14, verse number 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? Here it is, son of the morning. Remember what the word Lucifer meant? Light bearer. I mean, when he was created, let me put... Not only the anointed cherub that covered, he was a big dog, so to speak. And we see that because of that, and he was also called the son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which thou did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, here's the five I wills. I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne upon the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. So we see that pride entered into the heart, if you will, of Lucifer. And because of that, he was cast down, and Lucifer became what we now know as Satan or the devil. So we see the things that now... Remaining time, I want to show you the five dispositions of Satan. Now, the deposing of Satan. I looked up in the dictionary because the word deposing is a good word what I'm using, but it's also used in a legal sense that somebody is brought to a courtroom and they give a deposition. The word, that definition that we're using today is the act of removing someone important from a power position suddenly and forcibly. He's deposed. Suddenly and forcibly. That's the definition of, how you say that word, Doug? Yes, deposition, of deposing somebody. And Satan, we find in Scripture five times, or the casting down, five places that Satan was. Number one, we already saw that he was in the heavens. Ezekiel 28, 14 through 17, that was his first place. He was cast from his position in heaven. The second place, he was cast down to the earth. So he's in heaven, then he was cast down to the earth. Turn me to Revelation chapter number 12. So there's five of the dispositions of Satan. We see him in the heavens. He was anointed cherub that covereth without iniquity, without sin. iniquity came, sin came, and he was cast down. Oh, Lucifer, thou son of morning, thou art cast down. Well, in Revelation chapter number 12, it refers to that. Let's begin in verse number 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and a moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. We looked at this in the study of the book of Revelation. This woman is a picture of Israel with the 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried. The child is Christ. Jesus Christ was born a Jew. And this is what it's talking about. Jesus come through Israel. Travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. That refers to a Satan, that dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns. At the time, won't get into that. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and then cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered to devour her child as soon as it was born. Remember Herod? And all this is prophesying from the time he was cast down. He tried to kill Jesus, remember, as a baby. All the little kids under 2 years of age, all the boys, that's what, ready to be devoured, and we know all the story there. But notice that he was cast down, and a third of the stars followed him. We'll pick this up next week, where these are the fallen angels. When Satan fell, when Lucifer fell, became Satan, a third of the angelic realm followed him. We see that. So the second place he was cast down to the earth. And we know in the same chapter, in verse number 10, that he is now the accuser of the brethren. He has access to the heavenlies. We find that in 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 8, that he walketh about on this earth as a roaring lion, L-I-O-N, seeking whom he may devour. And we find out in Revelation 12:10 that he has access to the heavenlies. That he's cast from the heavens, he's cast to the earth, but he has access to go back and forth to the heavenlies. Very close to the throne room of God. Remember the book of Job, where Satan said, "Dost thou remember thy servant Job?" And he said, you remember the story of Job. I don't know, the Bible does not speak how close he can get to God. We know God is holy and sin cannot approach him, but somehow he stands accused. And how close he can come to the throne of God, the Bible does not say. But I just in my mind, and again, I go back because I have a simple mind. Doug's cousin, what's your name? Mike, you're going to find, that's a crazy preacher. But just to illustrate, you got these invisible fences for these dogs. There's not an actual fence that they put a collar on them, and that you can set the setting that as that dog gets to the outside of that perimeter, kind of, shocks him, so you can't go any farther than that. Not that the devil has a collar on him, but just to give you an idea that, okay, Satan, that's far enough, you can't come any closer. Are you following? That he can't actually get right there to in the presence of God pointing fingers, but we do know he has access to the heavenlies. How far that is, again, I won't repeat. The Bible does not say, but we do know he's the accuser of the brother, and he's on this earth, walking about whom he may devour. So he was in heaven, he came down the earth, and then I want you to notice, but he has access back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The third place, he's cast to the earth from the heavenlies, and he's confined here in the last half of the 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Very important. Notice back in Revelation chapter number 12. Are y'all taking notes?
Yes.
The first one is the heavenlies, the actual throne room of God. He's anointed cherub that covers. The second, now he's thrown out of heaven, but he has access to the earth and to heaven, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The third place, he's cast to the earth, and he no longer has access to the heavenlies. Look at me in Revelation chapter number 12, verses 7 through 12.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.